Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power right at every seat, so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Travel and food go hand in hand. Sampling a local cuisine is as much a part of being in a place as seeing the sights or talking to the locals. You're listening to KNKX, and on Going Places, we meet Brendan McGill, chef and owner of the Hitchcock Restaurant Group based on Bainbridge Island. A lot of his influences as a chef have come from experiences he's had traveling. He talks with KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley.
We met, I think, about 4 months ago, and we were talking about food. And one of the things that really impressed me was some of the stories about what influenced you on the way to becoming a chef. One of the stories was about how you cooked in Spain for families and how you were a chef in Holland. I'm wondering if you'd tell us a little bit about some of those experiences.
Sure. I was working for a Basque chef, Joseba Jimenez de Jimenez, at the Harvest Vine, 2007. And he had just bought this dilapidated chateau in the French Basque countryside and was open to having us stay there if we worked on the property a little bit. And I had just gotten married, but my work schedule, I hadn't had a day off with my wife for about a year. And so we thought it would be a fun sort of long, you know, honeymoon type thing to travel and kind of burn our life down in Seattle and just see how long we could stay on the road. A lot of those cooking experiences came from staying with families in different countries across the world and just cooking their cuisine, shopping their market.
So what a fantastic way to get to know a culture and a people, then hanging out with them, going to the local markets, and then cooking for local families. I mean, you must have become pretty close to these people over the course of a week.
It's true. And this Servas group that we were traveling with, this outfit that arranges hosts and travelers in a very old-fashioned way it's like the best-kept secret in the world. When you arrange a homestay, it assumes you get a two-day stay with them, and then they can ask you to stay on for longer. So I would arrange about 1 week in each region or each area where we had a host family set up. They almost always asked us to stay for the week. And if worst case scenario, they had some other plans or something or another traveler coming, then we just check into a hostel, which was another nice way to kind of see the area.
I want to go traveling with you, Brendan.
It's great. You know, it's more about the, one of our hosts said, it's about the moments, not the monuments. And so when I think about Portugal, I'm like, man, remember that cool mountain town in the Algarve that we never would have went to if there wasn't a willing host with a spare room there. You know, I wouldn't have found out about the way that they preserve cactus from the region in a little jam, or how fun it was that, you know, the Afro-Caribbean band that played their town square and all the firefighters and everybody out there smoking hash together, you know. You don't get that from the 9-day tour of Lisbon.
No, or following like a tight schedule or guidebook that tells you exactly where to go, when to go.
Right.
I mean, you're just totally winging it and just having an authentic experience and just hanging out with the locals and doing what they do.
That's right.
You know, I mean, in all my travels of 25, 30 years, I've never done what you've done with regards to incorporating food so tightly into an adventure.
Right.
So how would you suggest that people that are interested go about doing that?
I mean, the easiest way is just to find the market where locals shop and go there and eat in the little stalls around there, the kind of functional places. And then really hooking up with locals is the way you'd have to do it. And, you know, it'll take you to places you wouldn't otherwise go. Because, you know, we were lucky and we found some people in central cool cities. But where you really find is like parts of the country that now your destination is this person's house who they live in the country. So they have room to let you come stay. And that's where the really cool food stuff happens. Like, I think the real authentic stuff.
Brendan McGill, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
Brendan McGill is the chef and owner of the Hitchcock Restaurant Group based on Bainbridge Island. Matthew Brumley is the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions and our KNKX travel expert. You can learn more about the group Brendan used to travel to Europe on our website, knkx.org.